Well, throughout history, artists have depicted viruses in creative and sometimes cartoonish ways to make sense of something we can't see with the naked eye. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports on how we picture disease.
Back when we first started anthropomorphizing something invisible, people did not even really know what disease was. So they used the images that made sense.
Little figures of demons that were physically attacking the body.
That's Jared Gardner. He's a professor who studies medicine and popular culture. He says the Grim Reaper and similar images were first used to represent disease, as well as pictures of the pain disease caused.
Like little dogs biting your feet for gout, for example.
Gout, cholera, yellow fever. The way we pictured these diseases changed once we understood germs. But when the so-called Spanish flu hit in 1918, Gardner says people thought it was spread through mosquitoes. And when you look at comics of the period, you'll see mosquitoes and xenophobia.
You'll often have a mosquito dressed up in a kind of toreador's cape, which is odd, given that mosquitoes had little, if anything, to do with the flu and its spread.
These days, you see coronavirus depicted as the bad guy from the horror movie Hellraiser, whose head is covered with pins. Someone dressed up as him to pretend to be coronavirus on a satirical news show in Egypt.
Corona, احنا قررنا الحقيقة نعمل حاجة محترمة جدا ومهنية جدا.
Or as a deceptively cute animated blob bouncing around on Stephen Colbert's online show, tuning out the news.
You know, when you become a virus, all you want is to touch as many people as possible, and I have, all thanks to these pieces of garbage.
I was quite surprised how endearing the character was.
M.K. Serwick is a nurse and a scholar of medical cartoons. She says during the HIV epidemic in the 1980s, AIDS got pictured as a monster in the shadows. That's partly because at first we did not know what that virus looked like.
What's been remarkable about COVID-19 is that from the beginning, we had a visual of the pathogen.
Which is why we picture it now the way it really looks, as a globe with a crown of spikes. Making it cute strikes a balance, Serwick says, in helping communicate a message about public safety and to suggest that coronavirus might be something we'll eventually be able to tackle and control. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.